This is David Gibson, and today our show is on nature sounds, the best sound healer ever. And our intention is that we may all reconnect wholly to nature. Before we get started, though, I want to share some things that are happening at the Institute here. First of all, we're doing there's a sound healing play going on tonight at 6:30. In case you're in the area, come on over. It's $20 for the play, and there was a workshop after it as well. And it's called Spark Story, and apparently it's about sparking inspiration and life in people with sound, and it's a whole story that's really supposed to be really, really, really fun. And so that's here at the Institute. We also have our open house coming up on Sunday, October 22nd, from 1 to 6 p.m. And even if you're not interested in classes, it's a great time. We go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of meditations with voice and bowls and work with tuning forks and put everybody on the sound tables and generally get people really high and really vibrated. And so that's Sunday, October 22nd. We also have our sound healing certificate program that started a few weeks ago. You could still jump in. I actually have somebody starting this Monday. And or the next time, I think, is about January 24th. And that's a three-month program, normally Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights and some weekends. And it's a full certificate approved by the state of California. You learn from 10 different structures, so you get a full perspective. And it's all about, again, how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And how to use everything from voice to tuning forks to crystal bowls to Benton bowls, all the different vibrational tools, including some electronics, too, if you're interested in that. And we also have that program online as well. I think it starts just this week. You can start this week or in about 2 weeks. And it works really well. We actually do toning, chant, and mantras. We do voice healing on each other. And then you get to practice with different instruments on people at home. If you're interested in certain instruments, you choose those. Or if you can do voice work as well. And both the certificate programs here and online go into the associate degree program. The certificate's the first semester of the associate degree program. So you simply continue after the first semester if you want. And we actually have the second semester as a summer intensive starting in January. We have 10 days in January and then 10 days at the end of February if you wanted to continue and do the summer intensive second semester. In the associate degree, you learn really how to be a master. You do a lot of work on people. We go into different aspects of consciousness and how to really do what healing is all about in the body. We go into also research, how to do research. We do practice on each other. And we also have acupuncture for tuning forks, full range of aspects on toning, chant, and mantra, even a whole section on the history of music from a sound healing perspective, which is really interesting with Randy Masters. So that's the associate degree program. And again, the first semester is the certificate program. We also have the audio recording program, which is a certificate program, and you can take that online or here at the Institute. Works really well online. You could jump in. We've only been going a couple of weeks. And we also have a hybrid version where people are doing it online and then doing the labs right here right now. And so it's about learning how to record, mix, and produce. We use Pro Tools, but it's applicable to any program, including Logic or Ableton Live. We also have, our sound therapy center. We can find your home note where you're at peace. It's really good to know that note and play it so that you can get back to you, right, where you're at peace. Because when you're at peace, your whole system, immune system, flourishes. And it's a portal to other dimensions. It's also where creativity normally comes from, is stillness. And so it's a really good place for you health-wise. We also can find what's wrong with you with voice analysis, and then give you a CD and the key of what's missing. We also do massage on the sound table here. We do tuning fork treatments. We also do voice healing, or a combination treatment of everything. And we also do cymatic treatments as well, where we use frequencies on the body. We also have a bass pod that is a little subwoofer that you can put right on the body with frequencies. We have frequencies for nerves, tendons, ligaments, bones, muscles, endocrine glands, circulatory, respiratory system, all everything you can imagine. And you can use headphones right on the body, but we also have the bass pod, which is even more powerful. And then we sell sound tables, which are profoundly effective. Oh my God, it's my favorite thing in all of sound healing, is to be vibrated intensely with beautiful low frequencies, with beautiful music, and it just gets rid of anything emotionally and anything of that emotion that's in you physically in 10 minutes, and you're completely cleared out. It's amazing, actually. So we're also using the sound tables for PTSD. We have an autism center that's going to be using them. We've got sound tables for rehab centers. What's being used in gyms and spas, you know, they're really effective. In fact, the Olympic team in Norway has been using sound tables for about 10 years now, for their, not only for training and getting people in the zone before they work out, but also for pain relief after they've been doing stuff. So we also have all types of crystal bowls here, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, and different technologies that will raise your consciousness and in our sound healing store. So we got the store, we got the therapy center, we got the school, and we got the research foundation. Research is researching all the different frequencies in the body, so we know how to vibrate you into complete harmony. We're also doing research on pain management, sleep, ADD, PTSD and autism, and there's a full range of treatments on the you can check out and comment on in the Research Foundation, and also over about 300 or 400 research papers that are very cool, including a lot of clinical research papers. And that's at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. Actually, you can find everything at just soundhealingcenter.com. Sound Healing Center. There are links to all of this at that place. Or you can call me if you want to talk, 415-777-2486. Or you can email me, david@soundhealingcenter.com. So, nature. Nature is the best sound healer of all. Nature has it down. Nature is working within the matrix. Every frequency in nature, I'm sure, was designed for a specific purpose. We have even the most basic thing in nature is when you go out in nature, we're not afraid of the sounds around us anymore. We listen for ever more and more subtle sounds. Because we're not going to be shocked unless there's lightning, right? So our ears open up when we're out in nature. Whereas just one car driving by shuts your whole ear system down, which, as we know from the work of Tomatis, it actually, when your ears shut down, your whole system shuts down physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So not to mention a motorcycle or a jackhammer. I mean, we're around so much noise that makes our ears actually clamp down. The muscles in that control the three bones, hammer, anvil, and stirrup, actually turn the volume down and clamp down whenever a loud sound happens. So nature is opening us up. There's a whole world of nature sounds that are at different speeds. You know, we've talked about brain waves, and when you have a much faster brainwave state, you actually see the world in slow motion. Well, crickets and birds have much faster brainwave states. What that means also is that their songs are actually really fast, way faster than we can really hear. So when you slow them down, you hear the whole song in much more detail. First of all, let me play the crickets slowed down. So what you're going to hear are crickets slowed down electronically. On this recording, there is nothing but crickets. There's the normal crickets on there, but the angels underwater are the crickets slowed down. Check this out. It's too fast for us. There's a program from Cornell University. Cornell University actually has a sound of nature program that's incredibly detailed, and you can get a whole degree in it. And they've got like over 1 million sounds uploaded from nature. If you go to, I forget the name of the program, but it's at, if you just do a search for Cornell University sound library, you'll find all the different sounds. And they've got a program called Raven. They've got a free version that slows sounds down and also shows you a spectrum analysis of all the different frequencies. So I've got it up here. You know, I want to play some things for you and listen to things slowed down. So first of all, here's a Mark Sparrow at normal speed. Okay, now here's the same lark sparrow slowed down 5 times. Now listen to it at normal speed again. It's amazing. So there's way more detail in there. Now, what you can do is to really get an idea of how profound this bird is as a sound healer, is go ahead and actually lip sync the slowed down version. So move your mouth as if you're making these sounds, and you can see how complex this is. It's like the amazing sound healer. And you know, they're not just looking for sex. You know, it's like, it's they're doing some, I bet you they're doing very specific things to us that is affecting us very precisely, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we know that these frequencies of the birds actually trigger the metabolism in plants. In fact, there's a company called Sonic Bloom. If you do, it's actually originalsonicbloom.com, and they actually have frequencies that they play through a concert PA system out into the crops, and they get way more output. Like, here's some of their testimonials. Like for alfalfa, they got like 7.6 tons per acre instead of 3.4 tons. Somebody else got 10 tons. 30% increase in milk production. 80% total digestible nutrient instead of 29%. So there's more nutrients in the crops as well. 93 bales instead of 37 bales. For the apples, you got way more apples and higher sugar content, and they could use 50% less chemicals and 50 to 100% less water, and they actually lasted longer. Same with flowers and all the different crops. So we know that these bird sounds are triggering the metabolism of different plants. Let's actually go back to some other bird sounds. Here is a canyon wren. This one's doing kind of a very specific little mathematical transformation. Check this out. This is normal speed. Okay, now listen to it at 5 times slower. Then we have the screech owl. The screech owl is actually creating a rhythm that will totally put you into an alpha brainwave state. Then if you listen to this more for more like 15 seconds, you will be an alpha. Check this out. If we slow it down, it puts you into delta. I have an owl that hangs out where I live for the last couple of years, and it's amazing. This owl actually comes around, especially if I've got anything emotional going on around relationships, right? It's like the owl actually, when I was really distraught over a relationship, the owl actually showed up and sat on my windowsill at like 3 a.m, right? And completely cleared. I could tell he's just clearing all this emotional stuff. Also, I have to tell you, when I first moved into my house, it was quite amazing. I was standing out in the yard on the cell phone, a little upset that the movers were late, right? And I'm on the phone, and I turn around, and there's a deer, a young deer, standing 10 feet from me. And I'm like, okay. And he starts going, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm like, okay. I'm still on the phone, a little upset, right? And I keep talking. I'm like, okay. And then the deer walks closer to me. He's like, walks up almost right up to me and goes, ooh, ooh. And so he was like telling me to relax. I'm out in nature now, no more being upset. And it was really like a profound healing. Now it's cool because we have deer in the yard all the time, normally 7 or 8. And I can walk out, and if I do the sound, they won't run. They just look up and go, oh, it's one of them. And they just keep eating, and I can walk like 5 feet from them, and they don't split. You know, nature is really looking out for us, especially if you live out in nature. It's really looking out for you. You know, they're working to help us big time. Here's a chestnut-sided warbler. This guy's a little silly. Okay. So this is normal speed. I'll play that again in case you can't hear it. Okay. And this is slowed down 5 times. There's also, I've also got a recording of lightning, the strike of lightning slowed down. They say that lightning actually has the capacity to actually create life. If that's the case, what we're about to listen to is the actual sound of mom, right? It's mom. Okay. So here's the sound of lightning. Not thunder, but lightning slowed down. Oh, let me turn it up. Very chaotic. In fact, you know, when you really look at nature, nature is like a really good balance of order and chaos. We've got all the order, which is the sacred geometry structures, especially the golden mean, but there's many other sacred geometry structures that are the actual marching orders. They are the actual structures that everything starts with. And then the chaos kicks in, and we get add a little chaos to this structure, and you get all the details, all the uniqueness of every blade of grass that's different, every leaf that's different, every tree that's different, every person that's different. So we've got these perfect mathematical structures that we're made of, but then the chaos manipulates it and makes us all perfectly unique, which is a perfect, cool combination to have, right? And so often nature is a good balance of chaos and order, right? So we've also got the sound of some other animals that are very cool. Here's the Koki frogs. The Koki frogs are making a frequency that I've heard people use for the pineal and pituitary gland. It's a very high frequency, and it feels like they're actually triggering the pineal and pituitary to open up the third eye and crown chakra, right? However, the problem with the Koki frogs is they're really loud. So in Hawaii, where they are in Central America, they're trying to kill them off because they actually lower the property value. So, but they're incredible. They're incredible. They're just a little loud. Okay, check this out. Here are the Koki frogs. See if you feel it in your third eye and crown. Feels so soothing to me. Okay. Then we have a sound that one of my students from Australia sent me, and this is the kookaburra bird. It's a really serious sound. Here's the kookaburra. Ha ha ha! really serious sound. I love it. Nature is just amazing. Here we have one of my favorite sounds, which is the loon. The loon is so amazing. Check this out.
You'll hear one.
Oh my God, what a sound, huh? It's like they're doing a very specific musical interval of the fourth and then to the fifth. Really beautiful. It's amazing what nature sounds do to you. Just listening to them just feels so good. Another sound that's very cool is the sound of the bees. The bees are really interesting because they're not really designed really well aerodynamically. They're a little blob, or big blob actually, with tiny wings, right? But they've discovered that the honeybee puts out a frequency of 216 hertz, which happens to be half of 432, which is really auspicious. So it's an exact octave below 432. And that 216 hertz actually makes things lighter. The bees levitate within this sound field. The sound helps them to levitate, or actually causes them to levitate, right? And also, you know, there are people that say that in the Great Pyramid, the blocks on the Great Pyramid were actually raised with sound. They used sound to levitate the blocks up onto the Great Pyramid. Over 1 million blocks on the Great Pyramid, by the way, which is unbelievable. And also, there's a guy in Florida that used to live in Florida that that built, there's a place in Florida called the Crystal Castle. No, a coral castle. And he would have people bring huge, like, blocks of coral up to the place on a truck. And he would say, give me a minute. And then after a minute, it would be, the coral would be up on top of the castle, right? And then at one point, he got hassled by kids, and they moved the whole castle across town overnight. And he had writings that said he knew how to levitate with sound. I know someone who actually was invited to Tibet and went to this place. I hiked for a couple of days through the mountains and got to a place where there was 200 monks. And he said at one point they did, got in a semicircle and did a whole chant. And then actually after about an hour and a half, this 10-foot tall granite sphere levitated, went floating up 300 feet into the air and went into the side of the mountain into and plugged up a cave that was there. He said if he hadn't seen it himself, he wouldn't have believed it. So you want to learn how to levitate with sound? I think I heard a yes there. Well, here's how you do it. You sound to get every part of the body vibrating at the frequency it's meant to vibrate at physically. You use sound to get all of your brain waves consistently humming so you're not distracted, and also so you can sleep better and have more creativity. Also use sound to release every stuck emotion that you are still holding on to and transform all your negative beliefs so you're completely clear. And then use sound spiritually to resonate more compassion, gratitude, love, and joy. And then resonate more with the frequency of your soul. So you get all soul information and resonate with source energy or God so that you're one with the universe where you get all information in the universe. And then after many, many lifetimes, Spirit says, cool, here's the key. and then you can do it. That's how you learn to levitate. We'll all do it one day. Bees are very cool. Bees are quite amazing. Also, what's really funny is bees actually buzz in the key of A. They're not bees. They're A's. They got it wrong. They are A's, not bees. Right. So that's bees. Oh, let's listen to the bees. And if you like, buzz along with the bees. Buzzing is very cool to activate your whole system. So go ahead and buzz along with these bees here. Okay, turn it up. Then have the whales. The whales are profound. I've got a really profound connection with the whales. I see them in front of my house all the time. Whales are actually toning 8 cycles per second. And all whales are in tune with each other. So the whole ocean is vibrating at 8 cycles per second. Although I wouldn't doubt that frequency is actually 7.83 cycles per second, which is the Schumann resonance, and they're in tune with the Schumann resonance. The Schumann resonance is probably the frequency that in nature that affects us the most, unless you live in the city, right? It's actually a frequency that's in the atmosphere that vibrates between the Earth and the ionosphere, and it's triggered by lightning, and it's an electromagnetic frequency of 7.83 cycles per second. And that frequency entrains your brain into the threshold of alpha and theta. And so every brain on the planet's entrained into it. The problem is that in the city, it gets wiped out by cell phone towers and Wi-Fi and electromagnetism. And we need it. If you don't get it, you can get sick. So they give it to astronauts when they're in outer space. And that's 7.83 cycles per second, which is about like this. It's about that rhythm. The whales are right at that same rhythm. And they're all toning that note. So the whole ocean is vibrating at that frequency. I have a friend who's in Maui, and she actually does tours, you know, dolphin and whale tours. And she said that they were out swimming with the whales, and this whale came up to one of the people in the group, and she freaked out and started sinking. And the whale came underneath her and lifted her out of the water. Whales are really, some people say that frequency of the whales are, it's actually holding the whole planet together. Very powerful frequency, the whales. There's also the dolphins. The dolphins are, oh my God. And they say all cetaceans come from Sirius, and they're actually super conscious beings. And the dolphins actually communicate more with harmonics than they do with melody. So I know this woman who said the dolphins came up to her and actually taught her how to do overtone singing. Right? And I said, what did they say? Right? And she said, well, with each bleep, she got a whole hologram of information about how to do the overtone singing. So dolphins are actually communicating with the harmonic structure, all the higher frequencies in each sound, as much as they do with the melody. And in fact, in the quantum world, where there's no time, it's all about the harmonics. The harmonics in the quantum world carry all information in the quantum world. So it's a harmonic world. Whereas we live in the world of time, which is a melodic world. Ba, 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 right? Where the harmonic world is all the frequencies simultaneously. Right? And so all the information is encoded in the harmonic. Dolphins actually go up to 400,000 hertz. And so they actually have a huge amount of harmonics to create all types of information. We had a guy that was owned a dolphin therapy center in Australia that came and did a workshop here. And he had two dolphins that had gotten hurt in the wild, so that's why they're able to keep them. And they would go and do healings on people that would get in the pools with them. And he showed a video of this kid that was autistic that couldn't really talk or even look you in the eye. And the next day, he was talking and looking you in the eye. And there was a woman that was clinically depressed, and the next day, she was no longer clinically depressed. Also, they say there's a place in Hawaii where you can go and have a baby. You got to be pregnant, right? And the dolphins will transmit frequencies into the baby. You have the baby in the water, and the dolphins transmit frequencies and make it like a really enlightened child. Dolphins really like overtone singing as well. That really attracts them. And when I was in Hawaii a couple of times on the Big Island at Honaunau, I was trying to do overtone singing out in the water, and I found it really hard to do. When I'm singing out, when I'm in the ocean, it was hard to do overtone singing for some reason. So I just did a lot of clicks and right? And then the second time I was there, it's like what you can see them down below. They're 30 feet below, and then they come up for air, and everybody swims and tries to, you know, catch them when they come up. Not catch them, but just be where they are. And so the second time I was there last year, I was just sang a song to them underwater. Right? And they started coming up around me. 30 dolphins completely surrounding me. And then my heart was blown completely open. And then they really wanted to be around me. So every time they'd come up for air, they would come up all around me. And I hung out with them for an hour and a half and was just like I was happy for 2 months. It's incredible. They're really quite the playful light beings. Really, their energy is so, so high. There was a place in Bali where I got to actually hug them. But it wasn't nearly as much fun because they were really just interested in food, you know, there. They were actually in a pen out in the ocean, but they let them go at night. Right? So dolphins are amazing, and they're living in the quantum world, so you can access them from here. So tune in to dolphin energy, and I'll play some dolphin sounds and make dolphin sounds. And let's invoke their energy right now. Hmm. makes me happy just hearing them and making the sound and invoking them. You know, there are no sounds in space because it takes air for sound to exist. So if you really look at sound throughout the universe, there's very little sound compared to how big the universe is. However, there are electromagnetic frequencies that come off the planets, which happen to be about the same frequency range, or they are the same frequency range as sound, but they're electromagnetic, so, and there's no air out there, so you don't hear them if you're in outer space, but they can be translated into sounds really easily because they're the same vibrational rate. So NASA has recorded all these sounds from planets. So let me play some of it. Here, first of all, is Jupiter. So these are the electromagnetic frequencies that have been changed into sound waves. Here's Neptune. Here's Uranus. I'm sorry, Saturn. One of our instructors, Randy, got a download that there's really some important information for our higher consciousness in the rings of Saturn. So here's the actual sound of the rings of Saturn. Here's the sound of the earth. It's interesting that it's actually one of the sweetest of all the planets, the actual electromagnetism coming off the Earth. You know, most people, when they talk about the frequency of the Earth or any of the planets, they're talking about the actual frequency derived from the number of seconds it takes for the planet to go around the Sun. That's how they calculate the main frequency of planets. There's another frequency of planets that's based on the number of seconds it takes for the planet to spin for one day of that planet. Although there's another frequency that I've never heard anybody actually calculate, that you could actually calculate based on the density of the material and the thickness of the Earth itself. The size of the Earth. There would be an actual frequency that could be calculated, but it would be a very low frequency. It'd be nice to hear that. Actually, I had one guy that gave me the frequency of the mantle. The mantle vibrates at a certain frequency that's measurable, that anybody that works in geology actually knows as well. So there's quite a few frequencies that we associate with the Earth. And a lot of people just think of the Schumann resonance, which is actually that frequency I was talking about that's in the atmosphere. And they think of that as the actual frequency of the Earth. And then the frequency of the sun is based on the one day of the sun, how long it takes for the sun to spin, right? Which I think is about a week. I think it's about 1 week for the sun to do a full rotation. I didn't realize that until just last week. I was looking at spaceweather.com and learned that. Okay, so now what I want to do is I've got a song that I put together that is about It's about the energy of nature, and it's called Creative Spirit. And I want to play that for you. So just tune in to this energy, sacred energy of nature, while listening to sacred, to Creative Spirit. Thank you. you know, I forgot to play the Blue Whale. I don't know if you can hear it unless you have good speakers. You won't hear the lows, but let me play this low frequency of the Blue Whale. If you can hear that. Or this here. You know, nature also works with a lot of white noise. The ocean is white noise, the rivers and streams and waterfalls and wind is white noise, and noise is really good for breaking up post-traumatic stress or stuck emotions, because noise technically is not a frequency, it's an actual incomplete frequency, and so it breaks up stuck frequencies. Like when you have PTSD, there's an actual frequency looping in your brain, or if you have a stuck emotion, it's like just looping over and over, and the noise actually breaks it up. So all the noise of the ocean and rain and wind and all of that and rivers, they're helping us break up all these emotions. And you'll notice if you go hang out the ocean all day, you know, you come away and you're completely cleaned out emotionally. I find that I can actually hear my own frequency much better after hanging around the ocean or next to a raging river, a big river. It's very cool. So you get all of that cleared out. So nature is the best sound healer there is. Nature has it down. It's working within the matrix. Every frequency is there for a reason, right? They even found that when they researched the frequencies in the jungle, every animal had its own frequency range that covered the full spectrum of sound. And if a species dies off, then another animal takes over that frequency range. So you still have the full spectrum of sound. And there's one school of thought in sound healing that every frequency is a nutrient. So nature is giving us every frequency that we need until we move into the city, right? It's all there if we just step out and listen. You know, for a couple of years, I was thinking, why do we come here to Earth? I mean, we're in oneness before we're born, and after we die, we're in this complete state of oneness with all of source energy completely filled with universal love and light. Just max bliss, right? I mean, ultimate. And why do we come here? There's so much suffering. There's so much suffering and war and hate and oh my God. And then we die. It's like, oh my God. And there's attachments. And it's like, why do we come here? I know some people come here just to help others. Some just come for the ride, I think. And my friend said, it's paradise here. It's paradise here. And nature really is paradise. So again, we return to our intention for the show, and that is that we might all reconnect to the frequency and vibrations of nature that we are a part of in this whole matrix. Hold that frequency. Get out in nature as much as you can. For at least this weekend, beautiful. Or the weeks ahead, months ahead, rest your life, all lifetimes, completely reconnected and one with nature and source. Thanks for listening.